Get the show in. Doesn't start until I walk in.
Don't stop. We're going to dance this party up tonight.
Dance,
all right.
Dance.
Okay.
Dance like a dance.
You making fun of my daughter now?
No.
It's his awesome voice that he does.
Okay.
It's the voice of Benji. You can find him on Instagram at I don't know yet. I created it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right.
Sorry, Chris.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris, and again, because John is out, we have
Kristen,
Brendan,
Brooke,
and we're here to wish everybody a happy new year.
Yay.
This week. You guys are closing out the year.
All day.
What do you got?
What do we got? New Year's resolutions. I don't know.
Okay. What's your New Year's resolution? Okay, so let's do it this way. Would you consider 2018 to be a good year or a bad year?
I don't.
2018's a mixed bag.
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
It's the what?
Trump's in
a
the
mixed
presidency.
Bag.
Oh.
Trump's president? Ow.
Yeah. So that's in the minus column. Go ahead.
Great.
There's a lot of pros and cons.
What's I appreciate it.
But personally.
I personally don't know him.
No.
But I mean,
was it a good year or a bad year?
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
What were some good things that happened?
Okay, so I basically always put it in the plus column if it's not a shitty year. Like I've had probably maybe two or three shitty years.
You met some cool people.
I've had a good. It's always a good year because it's not a shitty year. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Like I mean, there has to be a certain amount of opposition. Like, you know.
In the year,
to consider it a bad year.
Okay. Brooke, did you have a good year?
It was fine. I found out. I guess it's good because I found out answers to my ailments. I guess So I guess it's good because now I know what to do to improve.
Yeah.
So
answers are always good. Better than the unknown.
Yeah, but I'm still in a lot of pain.
The known unknown. The unknown. Is it the known unknown or the unknown known?
Whatever. Kristen, did you have a good year?
It's a thing.
Yes. I went a lot of cool places. I met a lot of cool people. And my wreck from several years ago is finally closing out.
This one that gave her sciatica.
No.
Brandon's learned a new word today.
Sciatica is... Oh, my gosh.
Isn't it in your back?
No. Well, it can be. It's the way that your...
Penis?
I don't have a
You're
penis.
Doing this.
You're your the worst. It's the way that your nerves like run through the foramen, the holes in your bones. And sometimes they like pinch nerves and they're shooting pains and like
I think I have sciatica.
Restless leg syndrome is I think like a byproduct of sciatica. You can't sit for extended periods of time and there's like burning throbbing and sometimes my leg goes jitters. So yeah.
Does it make that sound?
Inside my body, it does.
Oh.
It's a vibrator. I did almost buy everybody, all you and Chrissy and Brooke, like these huge like inflatable dildo seats because I thought that'd be funny, but it was too expensive.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they vibrate too.
So it's basically like a big pillow. Like, it's a big thing that you can sit on.
Happy
and then it's
you.
Got a dildo in the middle, and it's a vibrator. I thought that'd be funny. Because I thought it would be really funny to get, like, to have you guys open it in front of, like, everybody at Christmas time. But then I couldn't afford it.
So the price point was
too
inhibitive.
Expensive. Yeah. Prohibitive.
Inhibitive.
Prohibitive.
Prohibitive.
Inhibitive is I don't think it were.
Guess yes. There was an upside to being poor.
Right?
You guys didn't have to put up with that.
You didn't have to open up a sex toy in front of all these older people.
I mean, sex toys are fine. Just opening it up in front of everybody.
I would have used it on you.
Oh.
Okay, Brandon, let's see if this works.
Okay, Brooke definitely wanted to highlight her pun.
But yeah,
I love puns.
I mean, you guys go ahead.
We're gonna wait for you.
No, we're waiting. We're talking
about this. Come on. Toy.
I'm trying to find it.
You brought it up.
It's in my gift for others.
You brought it up, Brandon.
Oh, that's actually kind of weird. I have a gift for others too. And I have a gift wish list too. Uh-huh. And so Kristen messaged me. She's like, "Did you mean this to be in here?" And it was actually like, "I'm a cancer survivor." And I'm like,
"When did she get breast cancer?"
And I was like, "Nope, that was for my gift for others."
Don't what?
Scroll down because that's gifts for other people at the table.
Okay.
So I accidentally put a gift for others in my gift wish list, and I had to fix that.
That one's colorful. That's the horseshoe set. No. Oh, that's right, because I remember that we had this conversation.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
It's not exactly what you would think. It's literally like a cushion.
It looks like an inflatable stool.
Like the inflatable furniture that you would get back in the 90s. Like the little chairs, the little ottoman things.
But in the middle, there's a dick in the middle, and it comes with a remote control.
Yeah. The remote control, though.
The gift that keeps on giving. More coming.
That would be a given. Giving gift.
Not eligible for Amazon Prime though. $21.98 shipping and handling. Fuck you guys. You guys are never doing that.
Because you're not worth the amount of money is what he's saying.
Well, you guys are worth the money for the thing, but not the shipping and handling. Jesus.
I'm sure it has to go through a lot of like
shipping and handling.
The best would be if it had to go through customs or something, and they had to open it to see what it is, and it's like five of them, and they're like, "Who's this Brandon guy, and why does he need so many vibrating dildos?"
He's having an amazing late New Year's party.
At Halloween, Kristen and I went to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So we take Mr. Higgins, my animatronic cat, with us. More stories to be had there.
However, Kristen,
in order to preserve this, the animatronic cat packs it in her carry-on luggage.
Because I didn't want him to.
So it scans through, and in its head, it has a whole lot of wires. And so the guy pulls it up. He's like, and she's like, "There's an animatronic cat in there. But be careful when you open it up. It might explode."
I said, "Be careful when you open the bag because it might explode." I mean,
the bag?
You know what I mean.
Like, you packed it so tightly that.
Did you not see the movie Meet the Parents? But you can't say bomb on a plane.
You said to the TSA guy that your bag might explode?
Yes.
So what is jail in Vegas like?
Well, this was on the way to Vegas.
We made it there.
It's jail in South Carolina.
Well, because we just got TSA, because we're like, well, we enjoy traveling, and we're traveling more, and we don't want to have to wait in those lines, so.
$80
Yeah. No wait. $85 it's pretty easy.
I can keep my damn shoes on, because I'm not a criminal.
Unless you travel with me.
Are you a criminal? Besides the exploding bag?
No.
Yeah, what the hell?
I'm known at large, apparently.
Because you're big butt.
What? Apparently I look sketchy. I have been accused of shoplifting.
Yeah,
many times.
But I have never stolen anything.
Wait. I want to hear about this. Why do you get accused of shoplifting?
I don't know. I really don't know. Seriously. Because, like, this one time we were in, Forever 21?
Yeah, that was the
difference. We were looking at jewelry, and they were, like, watching me like a hawk. I didn't have, like, baggy clothes or anything like that. So I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. Brandon's like, they're watching you.
And there are a lot of stores in New York which are owned by, foreigners, honestly.
Yeah.
And what they will do is they will follow Kristen around the store.
Yeah, they will. I don't know why. Maybe they think my butt is like a storage unit for stuff.
Well, it can be.
That's a story for a different time.
Well, anyways. So I was at Walmart, and I was like 15. And I was there with my mom, and we had gotten most of our items. She had some gift cards at home she had forgotten to bring with her. So, I'm a teenager. I'm like, where am I going to hang out?
You were 15. I think that was, but continue.
Or you can just interrupt the story. It'll take longer.
Yet he keeps doing that all the time. Never learns.
So I'm like, I'm just going to the cosmetic section. I'm a teenage girl.
I'm a teenage girl at 15.
And so I was a teenager at this point.
And math happened.
And stuff. And yay. So I'm there for a long time because it's probably like 10, 15 minutes to get back to my house from there. So I'm there for like 25 minutes or so, blah, blah, blah. And then I have eczema, so I have a tiny purse. It's probably like a 6x4 card size, and it's full. Like, there's no room for anything else in here. But I pull out the lotion that I had, and I put it on my hands, and I put the lotion back in my purse. And then I found this cosmetic set. It was like maybe a manicure set, something like that. Anyways, it was this giant box that was bigger than my purse itself.
At 15.
At 15, while I was a teenage girl. Mm-hmm. Like you do, and you like to do your nails. So anyways, Mom had gotten back. This lady had come into the section. She started following us from the cosmetic section down the aisle. And I'm getting like a little suspicious, because you know when people are following you, you're just like, I don't know. She was following us, and then we went to the clothing section. Mom went to the left. I went to the right to look at this dress, and this woman approaches me, and she's like, you know, you don't have to do that. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? I'm just looking at this dress. And I was like, do I know you? She's like, I saw what you did. And I was like, I really don't know what you're talking about. So I'm going to go. And then I go to find my mom, and I'm like, this really weird woman just approached me. I don't know what she's talking about, but she said, I know what you did, and you don't have to take that. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, I started like pulling my pockets out. I was like, I don't have anything, woman. You know, like, I don't know what you're talking about. And so Mom's like, no, she's not a weird woman, but she probably works for the for Walmart, because they have people there to try to like interfere. Or intercept,
loss as it were. Prevention.
Yes, loss prevention people. And so I was like, no, she wasn't. She doesn't work for Walmart. She didn't have like Walmart shirt on or a name tag or anything. She's like, no, Kristen, because I didn't understand quite at this point. Because
she's 15 and a teenager.
I was 15 and a teenage girl. So we go over to the customer service area, you know, and we're like, what's the deal, dude? And so they're like, yes, she does work for us. And my mom calls the police, and because she's like, that she's not accosting my daughter, but harassing my daughter. She's like, my daughter would never do that. This woman is like, I'm glad I taught you a lesson. Starts like holding her cross necklace up at me, and I was like, first of all, I'm a Christian, so you can put that away, because I would never do that. And you need to be sure that somebody's actually stealing something before you accuse a 15-year-old teenage girl of stealing something. Thank you very much.
Yeah, because they're not supposed to do anything until you cross the threshold, because that is intent. Like, once you cross, like, you pass everything and right. you exit, that's the only time. And
but they can't actually do anything about that.
Well, I mean, even when I was a teenage girl working at Claire's.
At 15?
Actually, no, at 16.
You were barely a teenager at that point.
Because I couldn't work when you were 15. But anyway...
Kristen works a street at 15.
I started my job when I was 15, gift wrapping at Polly Jewelry.
And prostitution.
Okay.
Anyways, we couldn't, like, that was the thing that sucked, because, I mean, it's a costume jewelry store. We didn't really have anything, and people would shoplift all the time. And so we had, the slanted mirrors, which was trying to help you, check it.
Overhead.
But the fact of the matter is, you had to be 100% sure that they stuck it where in their pocket or their purse or where they put it, because if you were wrong at any moment, then they could, sue you.
Right.
And so, like, half the time, I I would try to make myself present, but I wouldn't like stalk them like they were stalking you at Forever 21. I'd randomly be like, do you need some help? But somebody actually stole right from underneath my nose, and I didn't even know because it was actually a friend of mine.
And
I was talking to a friend of mine, and it was his friend that was behind me lifting stuff while he was talking to me and distracting me. And I didn't know that because the guy across the kiosk noticed it and told my manager. And I was like, I had no idea. I was like, why would I, think that someone's stealing behind my back when I'm talking to a person who I've known for years?
Right.
And I don't even know if he was in on it. The person just could have been a total klepto. So So, but yeah, you have to be like 100% sure now, and I think even more so than before.
My New Year's resolution is to become a 15-year-old teenage girl.
Shoplifter?
They can be cool shoplifter. Like us.
I got a knife over there. We can start that right now.
Wow.
Let's do it.
Lay it on the table.
Lay what on the
Watch
table?
Watch out. The knife.
Oh, why would I lay the knife on the table?
No, he's talking about you becoming a teenage girl. Excuse
me. By putting a knife on the table? I'm confused.
Oh, getting rid of anatomy.
What are your New Year's resolutions, Chris?
I don't have any. I don't believe in that shit.
Not becoming a shoplifter.
My friend Liz and I are going to lose weight together.
Intermittent fasting, man.
Huh?
Intermittent fasting.
No, why does Liz need to lose weight?
She
baby weight,
she,
probably.
Yeah, she had a kid, and she's freaking out over it.
Is
now.
It your kid?
Mm-hmm. No, yes. Definitely not my kid. Not unless there's a miracle, because we haven't seen each other in almost 20 years.
Oh.
So, we've tried to get together a lot, but never happened.
No, can now get pregnant through sexting? Just saying. So you know.
We can.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because there's the new version where you can actually smell things, and so by smelling, you actually get particles of that, and that's how you can get pregnant.
Do you smell through your vagina, Kristen?
What does semen smell like?
Well, it depends.
On what day of the week the it is. And what
I thought that was taste, not smell. It's not like it's not like pee and
poo?
No, not Brussels sprouts. What's the other thing?
Asparagus. Similar to how they smell.
Okay.
Drink pineapple juice. That'll solve all your problems.
That's what I've heard.
What you've heard? You have pineapple?
I'm married. Doesn't matter.
So you can't get pineapple juice because you're married?
Not allowed. No Dole Whips for him.
No Dole Whips.
Damn you, Disney.
You've been to Disneyland, right?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Random question. So, yeah, I know.
When I was like 13, but go ahead.
Yeah.
That is Brandon's New Year's resolution, is to go back to Disneyland.
No, I mean, I don't really have any.
I would like to travel more.
Okay.
I feel as I get older, I'm wasting my time by not seeing things.
100%.
There's just so much out there, and it's like, it's so accessible to us.
Yeah.
Just have to take a little bit of time. Even if it's a weekend jaunt, you can go north.
So with or without a family.
You can't go very far east.
That's a loaded question.
No, I'm serious, though. Like, I mean, because sometimes you go off on your own, and I'm sure your wife needs to do that same thing.
There are places like I would like to go by myself.
Okay.
There are some places that...
Like laser tag?
Yes.
Obviously.
Is there a laser tag place in town?
There's one in Somerville.
They
just opened. It's called Stars and Strikes.
Okay.
For everybody listening.
Can we go?
They have bumper cars. They have bowling. They have laser tag, and they have an escape room.
Oh, nice.
I have not done an escape room yet. I really want to do one really badly.
There's many here in Charleston.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Renee Days and I.
And Kristen.
And Kristen.
I was pointing at her. I was getting to her. I just hadn't gotten to her yet. We did that. And then we put on Chinese hats. It has nothing to do with the escape room.
Racist.
Hey, she's talking about slanted windows. Or mirrors.
Those are really mirrors.
That's
you're the worst.
Hey.
Your New Year's resolution should be not to be as racist as you are.
That's Kristen.
Kristen's
actually,
ask her about the black
sound...
party.
Okay, and again, I didn't say black party. I said block party.
So
just
we're driving
because
a,
they
we,
were black.
We got
oh.
No, okay.
Oh,
they
shit.
They make me
okay.
sound so racist.
Holy shit.
So, we make fun of Kristen being racist all the time. Every once in a while, all of us drop racist comments. Just
not
it's gonna be
racist. I can't
but
tell you.
Like 99 out of 100 times they're just jokes. So, you know.
What about that 100th time?
Well, it's
Watch
just
out.
Racism. We're okay. White people. Sorry, don't mean to be, but it happens. Racist, not white. We're
I was like, there. You have no other.
So, God, I hope we have not offended any of your audience because they're so nice to listen to us. So we're driving in the place.
This will be the last time they listen.
Right?
But go ahead.
I'm so sorry.
And this is how Brandon single-handedly destroys Dance Monkey Dance. But go ahead.
390. We got 110 more episodes to go. So anyway, we're driving up to we've rented a house at this point through an Airbnb, which remind me I have to write. Miriam is an excellent Airbnb. It's near Disney World off exit 67. We'll put it in the show comments where you can find our Airbnb.
No, we won't.
All right,
there are no show comments, dude. It's you're hearing it and you remember or you write it down.
If Okay, Miriam. So anyway, we're driving up to the house late at night, and there's a lot of people outside just having a cookout, basically, you know, chilling outside and whatnot. They do happen to be African-American, black, however you want to say that. Not African-American, black, African-American slash black. And Kristen goes, oh, look, they're having a black party.
I said block party.
But it sounded like black party.
Ugh. Did you call the cops on them?
No.
Okay.
I did not.
She waited until she was in the room.
And then Brandon called the cops.
She's like, no, you guys were having a block.
No, that was the day after that.
What?
Probably somebody should have called the cops.
Oh, we're just hanging out in the room, and there were four guys of mixed races.
In your room?
No. So I was at the lake smoking weed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyways.
Lead is Weagle in Las Vegas.
Lead is Weagle?
Lead is Weagle.
Is that what it said?
You said lead is Weagle.
Lead with the Weagle.
Well, there's the show name.
Lead is Weagle.
Did you do that earlier?
In Las Vegas.
As well as edibles.
Wow.
And they have dispensaries all over.
Yes. I've heard that. I've heard that it smells like weed all over Las Vegas now.
It doesn't.
No?
Not all over, but you can smell it.
It's just like anywhere else. You know how you're here in, you know, in North Charleston at times, and you drive down the street, and then you're like, no weed, weed. No weed?
No. I don't go in those neighborhoods.
Actually, my neighborhood, like, I smell it like every other block, and my neighbors are finally gone, and my apartment doesn't smell like it, so.
I mean, it's
just like anywhere
else.
It's like you just drive down the street, some of it smells like it, some of it doesn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's just, it all depends on who was doing what at that point in time.
Sure.
You can't smoke in the hotels, can you?
No, but typically you can't smoke in hotels any longer. But there are some hotels.
No, in the like casinos and everything. That's what I mean.
You can smoke in the casinos.
Weed?
I mean, it's legal. If people aren't stopping you.
Wait, but I can't smoke a cigar everywhere.
Unless somebody complains. Oh, you can, true. Unless somebody complains.
Wait, so in Vegas, pretty much everybody smokes everywhere, like cigarettes,
in
whatever,
all the casinos,
right?
Yeah.
But why can't they do it in the hotels?
Because
like
there's not ventilation
yeah.
in the hotel rooms that there are in the casinos. There are specific vents pumping everything out.
I'm just, I mean.
I haven't been there.
Yes, I've been there.
There are rooms that are designated as such. Some people have allergies, so they don't want those people to be.
Oh, no, I'm very appreciative of that because I'm one of those people.
Yeah,
it was really, really rough within that one little dive bar that we went to. It was perfect. Great dive bar, but. I had to step outside a couple of times.
Right behind the Flamingo, there's a fantastic bar where they have like $3 shots of tequila, of Patron, $3 shots of Fireball. $4 shots
Jaeger,
of Patron,
$3.
$4 shots of Jaeger, and then Patron's $5.
And it's attached to like a convenience store, and then they have like, you know, just dodgy bar food, and
they have
it's perfect.
Check cashing area.
As a non-drinker, that means nothing to me, by the way.
No. Well, the bar food is fine. It's good dodgy bar food.
In Vegas, if you're walking up to a bar ordering a shot of Fireball, it will cost you $10 to $12.
Okay.
If you're ordering a Jaeger bomb or something like that, that's going to cost you between 12
like
and 14
bucks.
So why is it that when you spend that much on a drink and then you drink it and you go, ugh! Like, I don't get that.
Well, it all depends
burns
on what
so
your
good.
Goal is. Well, you don't you like if you were to drink if not eat a lot that day since you don't drink and haven't experienced it a lot, take a shot of tequila. You'll hate it,
your
but it'll take the top off.
Gets a little fluid and you like you loosen up a little bit.
Yeah,
it's kind of. I mean, it's.
And her mom, your mom has a lot of. I don't know why we're holding hands at this specific moment in time. Her mom has a lot of like health issues.
She has fibromyalgia, so like her body aches all the time
because she can't eat fiber.
No.
She can't eat tiny fibers.
Brandon doesn't know anything about anything medical.
She's got systematic fibrosis.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
She's got fibromyalgia. So basically, like she drinks to kind of take some of the top off some of the
pain.
Pain, yeah.
Okay.
Same reason some people smoke weed.
Okay.
So the THC or everything. Oh, the CBD oil has become pretty popular.
Which is legal here.
Yeah. Because it doesn't have the THC that the weed does, the active.
You've never smoked weed?
No.
What's the craziest thing you've done?
And
then staying up past midnight?
Yeah, probably that.
And eating.
And eating past midnight.
And eating?
Yeah. You're a gremlin. You're a gremlin.
Okay. No, I mean, I've never. I've never drank. I've never done any drugs.
That's fine. That's cool. Straight edge?
Yes.
He's never had sex, although he has a kid.
Tylenol.
You explain it.
Okay,
Jesus.
That's just not right.
Did you just call Chris Jesus?
No.
So that, does that mean I don't believe in myself? Jesus.
Yeah, apparently. Do you exist?
No. Wait. No wine. Sorry. I tried.
Oh, wine. Gotcha. I thought you meant like don't exist because glass, but I get it now.
You're pretty.
When Kristen was a 15-year-old teenager.
More apt to believe in witches and wizards.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons. You don't even like
it. Are you watching Riverdale?
No. No.
They play Dungeons and Dragons, but their own version.
Yeah, it's like whatever that is. What shows are you? Are you watching Flash, Supergirl, any of that anymore?
I'm watching Flash and Arrow.
You had to watch Supergirl this week then.
Oh, well, I watched the crossover.
Yeah.
I really like the crossover.
Elseworlds.
Spoilers, but Remy Zero.
What?
Oh,
Remy Zero. Smallville.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know the classic band Remy Zero.
Hey, guys.
I got the okay.
Their album Villa Elaine is actually pretty awesome.
You didn't watch Smallville.
I watched the first season.
Okay.
So when the theme song came on, I appreciated the fact. I understood what they were doing with it. And then it all went away, and I was like, all right, we can just go carry on with the rest of the show.
Yeah.
I thought it was the best crossover they've done so far.
Yeah. And then last year's was good.
Last year's was okay. I thought when they went to the other planet, it fell apart.
Okay.
But this, I felt, was strong throughout. And like
it's in the third part, so no spoilers.
Okay, never mind.
Sorry.
No. I won't tell you.
and we did kind of, I kind of figured out what was going to come at the end of that.
So, yeah, and it's been all over the internet of, like...
I try to avoid as much as possible.
I have not been on the internet.
So, but, I mean, it's really, really well done this year.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a spoiler by telling you, like, at the end of the third part, it's basically, like, the Justice League is standing there, and you're like, this is pretty cool.
Makes sense.
Like, this would be the small screen equivalent of a Justice League TV show.
Yeah, it
would
have been a missed opportunity if it didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, way more than in the last couple. There was just so many characters in the last couple that with the legends being shoved in there where you're like, okay, now you have to cater to all these people, give them all their time. And this was concentrating on the core for three shows.
Yeah.
And it really worked. I mean, even
the secondary characters, they've kind of pushed out, like Caitlin and Cisco and all those, they kind of made them present, but not focused.
Right.
Which is kind of nice. They're smart about that. They go, okay, Grant Gustin is the star of The Flash, so let's have him be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so I'm watching that. I'm watching Walking Dead when it's on.
The remake of Dynasty?
I'm barely holding on to Walking Dead.
I was going to say, what did you watch this year that you will not continue in the new year?
What is wrong with your ears? Freaking me out, man. I don't like it.
Probably of all the things
stroking it like you're nervous or thinking
I just
like it.
It's his new sting.
I would say
just turning so red.
The one thing that I'm not going to continue watching that I watch this year is Doctor Who.
Oh, okay.
Because she's a woman now.
No, that's not why.
Me who, Chris? Hashtag me who.
Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
Clever, Brandon. But no. I don't like the show. It's not because of Jodie Whittaker. It's not because of anybody else. The writing this year has been abysmal. Like,
who's writing it this year?
Chris Chibnall, who's the showrunner.
Okay.
And I think the problem with the show now is that when Doctor Who started 50 years ago, it was a kid's show that adults could watch. And one episode would be historical and one episode would be science fiction.
Yeah.
And with the relaunch, they did a lot of more like heavy science fiction stuff. Yeah. And when Chris Chibnall came in, he said, I want to go back to that. I want to make a kid's show again. And I want it to be one historical piece, one science fiction piece. And he's not a good enough writer to pull that off.
I've seen the first three seasons of the original show, like the William Atherton. No, William Atherton is the bad guy from Ghostbusters. That man has
the first Doctor.
I haven't seen anything beyond that.
It was a really good serious science fiction show for a long time.
Yeah,
and
when they brought Christopher Eccleston in.
Yes.
Yeah,
and they've gone away from that, and I watched this season hoping to see a good episode, and there haven't been any.
Any?
Yeah. There haven't been any that stuck out to me that I was like, okay, I'm good with this. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm. She's going crazy. It's fine.
Do you need a bucket? Or are you going to throw up? Mm-mm. No? Okay.
I was just trying not to cough right in the microphone.
Is it my look on Doctor Who now? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, Kristen watches
have you Who. Have you so can we divert to like sure. just these either remakes or extensions of shows now?
Okay.
You saw Roseanne.
I watched the first two episodes of The Conners.
Okay, and?
And I felt like they were doing it just to spite Roseanne. If they were going to fire her, they needed to just cancel the show. Okay. This whole thing of like, oh, she died in her sleep and she was a drug addict and like, we're going to, like, the first couple episodes, I was just like,
did they make fun of her?
No.
Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, did they be like, she died in her sleep?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's no, what they kind of did with Charlie Sheen's character with Two and a Half Men.
Right. They kept it on a serious note, but it was, what's her name?
Kevin Can Wait?
No. No, the chick that plays Jackie on The Conners.
Laurie Metcalf.
It was her for half an hour crying on the phone. And it was very reminiscent of the episode that they did when Roseanne's father died way back. The original run.
Season like 9.
Whatever it was. Yeah. So they tried to do that, but it wasn't funny this time around. And it was like, okay, you're wasting everybody's time at this point. Okay. Like, I didn't understand them bringing Roseanne back anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a product of its time. And like, well, I feel like that,
Murphy Brown.
Really?
It well, is. It's, okay. I know. I mean, I liked, I think they're doing a good job with it. It's still kind of like what it was, and then they are addressing current political issues without like making it so beat over the head. Maybe
I would completely disagree with you.
I don't know. I like it. That's just okay. Me.
Finish your statement, then we'll get to.
But I feel like it was a product of its time. They didn't need to bring it back. It felt like, hey, this has worked in other places, like. I guess Will and Grace worked to a degree with the
well the thing about Will and Grace, I think that they recognized, is they basically just picked up where they left off.
No, they didn't. They did not, because they had to actually.
They retconned a bunch of shit.
They had to, because they basically, the writers were like, no, we don't want to see Will and Grace married anymore, well, because that worked towards the end. So right. They're not married anymore. They don't have, like, they did not pick up. They have another.
They picked up with the tone of the show, though, exactly as it was.
Because they married them off and they had kids at the very end. And maybe. So they had to, they're like, we don't want to sit here and watch these people like the way they were, you know, just right. Bickering and, you know, doing the way they were. They didn't want that anymore, because you don't want to see that with two married people with kids.
And maybe the problem is that the Roseanne thing was such a bigger time gap than the Will and Grace time gap.
Yeah.
That,
same problem they have with Murphy Brown.
Well, I don't know. I haven't watched Murphy Brown, but like, I just don't think that the show worked coming back.
Did you watch? For Roseanne. Did you watch
Roseanne? I watched the first one.
The first season?
No, I watched the first episode of the new season, and then I watched the first two of The Conners, because I wanted to see how they worked in her death.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like Kevin Can Wait, where like they said one thing about the wife, and then they just moved on with the show, and it was like, wow.
Yeah, that's cool.
Wow, that sure sucks.
Show that used to be named after you.
Yeah.
I think what the issue with Murphy Brown is. It's so much like the old show, but we've moved so far from that formatting. There's some shows that embrace that formatting, and they work really well. Last Man Standing is not a dinosaur in so much as it's keeping nimble with its writing in its own way.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So it is its own thing. Even though it feels like a throwback, it still is its own thing.
With Fuller House, it is exactly what it needs to be. It is exactly what we grew up with, only current, and they recognize the cheesiness, and okay. So it's
Girl Meets World. So
it's right. I think Fuller House is perfect for what it needs to be.
Okay.
Murphy Brown has a lot of issues, in so much as did you watch Murphy Brown back in the day?
once or twice. Okay. I wasn't like a fan.
I was probably too young. I probably didn't get a ton of the jokes, but how I felt about it and how I think the series was it was not a it was a political show reflecting the political times, but it itself was not a political beast, okay, so to speak. So it was a comedy about politics, just like DC Follies, which is a show where what's his name, the older gentleman from Best in Show, he runs a bar where there are a whole bunch of puppet presidents,
okay,
like presidents that are puppets, not
okay presidents.
And it doesn't matter. But Murphy Brown, basically, you know, it was just reflecting politics of the time, etc. And then the entire thing with Dan Quayle hit and changed the political tone of the show. So now it's a very liberal show.
Okay.
And so much it doesn't necessarily reflect politics of the time in so much as it represents the liberal politics of the time.
Okay.
It's like Saturday Night Live now. Mm-hmm. Saturday Night Live used to be a funny show no matter what your political affiliation, and not specifically geared towards a certain audience.
And maybe that's why I'm a little more liberal for that with Murphy Brown, but I just like the nostalgia of it. I like the nostalgia of it because, I mean, yeah, when I was watching it, I was way too young to get everything.
Right.
But I love Candace Bergen. I've always loved her.
Well, the thing about Roseanne is Sarah Gilbert, John Goodman, Laurie Metcalf, they're all fantastic actors.
Right.
And so when you bring Roseanne back, you are bringing back all of that talent. But to be honest, Candace Bergen is not a great actress. You know, Faith Ford is not a fantastic actress. They're really good at comedy, but they're not great actors or actresses by any means. And so you have, when you have Tim Allen and Nancy Travis delivering these one-liners in Last Man Standing, they understand the delivery. And their delivery doesn't feel old because even though they're telling older jokes, they're telling it with a new tone. And Murphy Brown sounds as if it's taken right out of 1987.
Okay.
With that same stilted sitcom delivery, if that makes any sense.
Okay. I just don't understand why we need all these.
Money. Like,
can't we just make better shows? Can't we make...
No, because the networks can't afford to do that any longer.
The best shows you have right now that are original are... is actually The Good Place, and
which I watch.
Superstore.
And Superstore. And actually Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I hate Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh.
Well,
he doesn't like
it. I don't
like
Andy
it.
Sandberg.
Well, if you don't like Andy Samberg, that's a different story. But it's... That show makes me laugh a lot. I mean, you've got... I can never pronounce his last name. Joe Triglio. I love him. And then Terry Crews and the... Oh my gosh, what's the captain's name?
Andre Brower.
Yes, his comedic timing is amazing. So unfortunately, yeah, I get, because there was a time where I was tired of Andy Samberg.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a time I was tired of Will Ferrell, but I've come back around on them.
Okay.
But yeah, like Andre's, his comedic timing is just brilliant.
Because you have, the reason why you need that much is because you've got the largest... canvas ever on television, because when, you know, when we were growing up, we had what, 5-10 channels?
No, and I understand that every channel is trying to get viewership,
right,
and mm-hmm, all that kind of stuff, but I think that's when you have to innovate. I think that's when you have to reach out and do something different.
Well, they are and they aren't at the same time. So in order to put something on the air like Almost Human, you have to bring back Last Man Standing, which got canceled from ABC,
mm-hmm,
you know, which is just a throwback show from 20 years ago. When you have something on the air like Manifest, it still has to
It's lost.
Yeah, it has to be reminiscent of something else and be its own thing.
Have you seen Limitless?
No.
Well, I mean, unfortunately,
only last 22 episodes.
Last Man on Earth was an excellent show, but it was just
different than everything else.
Different than anybody else, and nobody
that I watched
was tuning in to see it. It was an excellent show.
The last half a season or something, when they were in Mexico,
mm-hmm,
bothered me. There was something about it, like they were. It didn't feel like the show that started the whole thing.
You mean
it,
like after they stopped moving?
The thing with the babies and like all that stuff,
yeah,
it just, it lost something for me. And I watched it to the very end.
Well, then, wasn't it that Kristen Schaal wasn't pregnant when she was pregnant, and then she really did get pregnant, yeah. So then she had to get pregnant again?
Yeah.
So that kind of, like, they kind of messed with the story.
But there was all those weird things of, like, the birth, where, like, the kid just slides out of her and stuff. And I was like, okay. Like, that's...
Well, I think there's a difference between having a character that is heightened and Tandy, and there's a difference between having heightened reality.
Right.
So I think Tandy is kind of one of those characters that kind of works on tune physics.
Right.
You know, so he can say and do weird shit, and the as long as the core cast stays sane, then Tandy can go off on a tangent.
I mean, I loved all the framing devices of, like, where they would spend an entire episode telling somebody else's backstory that you had no clue who they were, and you're like, what is this?
Like, and it was interesting.
And then they would show up later, and it was like, all right, that's really cool that they're taking that time to do that.
Yeah.
It just got to a point where I was like, something's got to give here. Yeah. Like, and then it got canceled.
It got canceled, yeah.
Whoops.
Well, you kind of lose it, because, like, I think you want to know these characters' backstories, and, like, I've watched all the seasons of Orange is the New Black.
Right.
And I remember when I first started watching it, you know, you want to know why this person's in jail.
Right.
And so they were good about it. Like, you would have all these core characters, but you maybe wouldn't find out someone's story until maybe, like, season two or season three.
Right.
But then Orange is the New Black. So the problem is that, like, how long are you waiting? Because you have all these core characters and you're just like, what did they do? Like, why are they there? And so it kind of gets aggravating after a while, because you want to know everything about these characters almost immediately, and they kind of, like, have to stretch it out if they want to keep doing the show.
But they also came up to the realization really quickly that Piper was not the most, like...
She's the worst. She's, like, one of the worst characters
ever. But they realized really quickly that she wasn't going to be the focus. Like, even though it was her story,
it is,
everybody else is more interesting. So they were just like, all right, well, because we're just going to write for everybody
who
else.
Who wants to hear about a privileged white girl that's in jail?
Exactly.
So
that may be the impetus of getting you into the prison, but look at all these other people that are way more entertaining.
That's why
I'm in Prison Break.
What?
Prison Break?
Yeah.
It was interesting getting him into the prison and then watching him, like,
I've watched all the seasons.
Yeah. It's
except, like, for the newest one.
I didn't see it either yet. I want to see it, though.
That was another show. Came to a conclusion. Everything worked out. The last season was a little iffy on whether or not it was good or not. Like,
every season was good. Like, it was iffy on if it was good.
Like, the whole thing where Michael shows up and he doesn't have tattoos anymore. And you're like, wait, what the hell? And they're like, oh, they just lasered him off so that he wouldn't be known. And it was like, what the why?
Were just the two guys from Legends are in that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you watching Legends?
No. I haven't watched Legends in years.
Yeah.
I know that like they've kind of embraced the goofiness and that's what they're doing.
100%. It's great.
And that's fine. I'm not in a position.
So you don't know Bebo.
They have leaked Bebo out in all the other CW shows.
Yes,
so he's showed up everywhere
else.
Right, so I understand.
It's really weird in Rain, the men leave the show.
Actually, in Superstore too. Superstore is now leaking in other NBC shows.
Oh, is it
like the Cloud Nine?
Okay,
because it was in
Good Place went into a Cloud Nine store.
The one with Christina Hendricks, Retta, and Mae Whitman. Or in a movie together, a TV show together. I can't remember what it's called. Sorry, but they actually shop at a Cloud Nine at some point. And then, like, there was another one we just saw. But yeah, they keep putting Cloud Nine in NBC Universe, which is kind of cool.
Well, I mean, I think basically what you have is you've got these networks that the people who are holding on to these networks are older people. And so if I want to get my parents involved, then, and I want them to not cut the cord, then I remake Magnum PI.
Hmm.
I remake MacGyver.
Cut the cord, and yet I can watch all this stuff.
Right, but you have the option of watching those things, whereas they don't have a choice if they don't want to cut the cord. So Mom doesn't hop on Netflix.
Okay.
Mom watches Lifetime movies. So she watches the Hallmark movies that you can only get on Hallmark.
Okay.
Even though you can get them on Netflix now.
Okay.
Even though you can get them on Lifetime or whatever, you know, all these other places, I should say. You know, she wants to watch them on the Hallmark channel in whatever order that Hallmark wants her to watch them.
I hear Magnum PI is really good, though.
See, I've heard it. I haven't heard anything.
John who watches it, has said on the show that he is really impressed with the remake.
MacGyver is a shit show.
Yeah.
But I love watching it every week.
Have you?
Yeah. You? I've seen every single episode to date. It was bad at first. Now it's kind of embraced itself.
See, that's
as well.
The whole like Richard Dean Anderson thing. Like I grew up with Richard Dean Anderson as MacGyver.
But Lucas Till is such a nice guy in the same way that Richard Dean Anderson is. Yeah. And is he a great actor? No. But he is not a great actor in the same way that Quantum Leap.
Scott Bakula. You should never forget that name.
Scott Bakula is not a fantastic actor, but he seems like the nicest guy.
Right.
He kind of falls into that Lucas Till, Harry Dean Stanton. Not Harry Dean Stanton.
Harry Dean Stanton.
He's dead and a fantastic actor. All those actors are kind of fall into the let's go get a beer category.
Are you talking about Michael Anthony Hall?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I was talking about...
three named people. I don't know.
the whomever was the original MacGyver. Richard Anderson.
Richard Dean Anderson.
I can never fucking remember.
Is Scott Bakula still on that NCIS with the terrible accent?
New Orleans, yeah. Oh, he kind of dropped the New Orleans.
Good. I love him, but that accent was horrible.
He's been in a lot of shitty shows. Like, I don't know who his people are, but he needs new people.
Because the movies that would hire him cost too little to make. So rather than, like, he's got a profile, a public profile. So he's in shows. It's John Cho. It kind of falls in the same category.
Oh, John Cho.
Right. Both Star Trek actors.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Basically, like, they cost the right amount for television, but that doesn't make them the television great that they're going to get into.
But he, yeah, right.
Well, because John Cho has this curse of everything getting canceled. Whenever he is
Selfie, a phenomenal show.
Canceled.
Go on.
Canceled.
The Exorcist.
Flash Forward was the first. Forward canceled.
I watched Flash Forward.
So like, but no, like Exorcist was great. Like when it when you started the first season, it kind of, and then all of a sudden you're just like, holy crap!
Halfway through the first season, refocuses and
stuff. Yeah, and
just
then
like the Good Place after the first.
And then
season.
The second season, he joins on, and we're like, oh no. John Cho, I love you, but
excellent season.
Great
canceled.
Season. Canceled. And we're like, so no matter what, when you see him pop up in a TV show. Don't get used to it because it tends to get canceled.
I mean, I will say, I think that first season of Good Place,
yeah,
is that twist at the end is probably one of the best twists in television history.
Oh yeah,
like you don't see it coming. All of a sudden, you're like, "Holy shit!" Like it built up to this point,
right?
And it just ends, and you're just stuck going.
Just watch the first season.
Holy crap!
Yeah, we watched the first season, and we got so excited because we included Chrissy with it, and we're like, "We can't wait until she gets to the end."
Chrissy's like, "This is okay. This is fine."
We're like,
"Well, I did the same thing. So I discovered it on Netflix, and I watched the first one. I was like, "All right, this is kind of funny. I'll continue to watch this." And John said. Just give it the entire season.
Just one season.
Just give it the season, and if you don't like it, you don't ever have to watch it again.
Yeah.
And I got to the end, and I was like, "Holy shit!" And he was like, "See, I told you." And I was like, "Dude, I don't know how they're going to do season two, and I'm really, really anxious to find
and
out."
Season three's gotten even crazier.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
It's phenomenal.
The smartest show on television.
Yeah,
easily the smartest show, other than like The Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead.
Nah.
I'm just kidding.
I don't watch that.
Actually, that show got really good up until this past season.
No.
Fear got really good at third season, I think.
Okay.
Second season, whatever the hell it is.
I haven't watched since season two.
That was one of the good ones.
Was it?
Yeah.
When they were on that ranch? Mm-hmm. Was that the second season? Yeah, that was the last thing I watched.
Is it the ranch that was first, or was it the... Shit, I can't remember. It's all so brown. A lot of fucking brown.
It is so brown. I agree.
There's some part where they're on the water.
Or is that just because Morgan's on the show now? You racist motherfucker?
No, that's Kristen who's racist.
Told you, you're racist.
I'm accepting of all.
How long were they on water? Because I feel like they were on water forever.
That was the
second season.
Yeah.
And then they moved off. Well, they moved off the water after like a week.
And then they went into the hotel. And then that took forever.
Sure.
Everything takes forever on The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Because they don't understand the story pacing
everywhere.
At all.
No.
It's like the inverse of Lost, the antithesis of Lost, where they paced everything really well.
Right.
I've not seen one episode of Lost.
We'll watch the first season. If you don't like the first season, you can fuck off, because you're not going to like anything else about that show.
Yeah.
Rude.
No, I don't, I'm not telling you to fuck. I'm just
I liked it up until the last season. When they shifted the point, I'm like, okay.
The show was one of the smartest on television as far as enticing its audience.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fucking...
No payoff?
No, fuck that show. Fuck that show. But no, I don't give a shit about the payoff, because I was on board with the last episode. I don't give a fuck. I like the last episode a lot.
Well, not just the last episode, but...
No,
but they spent years saying, no, they're not.
Yeah.
And then it's, yes, they are. Who gives a
fuck? The fact of the matter is, if you present questions, you answer those fucking questions.
Well, they didn't. There was a prologue.
No, fuck that.
On the DVD set.
Are you serious?
Where Linus goes, you never seen that?
I don't give a fuck about that. Fuck that thing. No, how tell me really about feel? It. I want to know.
No. How do you really feel?
But no.
No.
There's a smoke monster. There's a polar bear. There's a this and there's a that. And there's a whole bunch of fuck yous in that show.
Yeah.
And...
Okay, besides the smoke monster thing, which they actually kind of do explain who it is.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit.
They're like the polar bear and the Dharma stuff actually gets explained in the prologue.
Are you serious?
Linus shows up to a warehouse.
I bet they added that on after because everybody was so mad.
Probably, but he's shutting down this warehouse, and these two guys have been Dharma workers for years. And they're doing the food drop things.
Yeah.
And they're asking, he's like, you can ask one question each. And one is like polar bears and one is something else. But it's like the main big things that everybody had always been asking about. And they explain it all this prologue.
So this is the thing. I enjoy watching the movie Anchorman.
Yeah.
If I reference a chocolate squirrel, everybody fucking understands what I'm talking about. If I'm talking about a big red candle, that's for people who saw it in the fucking movie theater or like the PG version better. However... You know, if I'm referencing the deleted scenes, there's a lot of deleted scenes in Talladega Nights and Anchorman that I love, that if I meet another fan of those movies that own those DVDs and Blu-rays, I can communicate with on some level or another. But it's not... I understand the plot of the fucking movie. You know, I don't have to have all these ancillary products to fucking explain it to me, because you didn't present Lost to me as a fucking multimedia experience. And suck a dick if you thought you did, because you didn't. Fuck you.
What the hell just happened?
So no, but I get so mad at these shows that all you have to do is present the show. Like, Good Place is what it is. You've told it in a linear fashion that's non-linear and fantastic. You know, you have all these outtakes and everything else. And am I being too loud?
Nope, you're fine. Okay. Go ahead.
But no, like, you know, you can watch that show and understand everything that's going on with it. And then anything on top of that is icing. Anything on NBC.com or the Blu-rays or everything else, it's just extra stuff. But the basic premise of the show is that there's mysteries, and therefore Scooby-Doo better pop his fucking head out of a submarine and try to save the dude from Lord of the Rings, because none of it fucking makes any sense. And I was interested. It was a good show as far as enticing its audience, but a bad show in so much as it didn't explain a fucking thing throughout the six seasons. Six seasons, dude.
Oh, I sat through them all.
I did too.
I sat through it, and I am not a fan of the way it ended. But everything that was in there up until that point, I was like kind of on board for.
But it, you know, that show. It's like it's okay. It's the. Then you've got shows that over-explain everything, like Prison Break Season 1, where he's like, I've gotten all these tattoos, and I'm going to get us out. And then every time it's 22 fucking episodes, guys. And every single time, they're like, we're going to use this plot to get out of that. Oh, shit, we've been foiled in this specific way. Fuck you, Episode 3. And then Episode 4 happens, and they're like, oh, we've got a way out. All we've got to do is get this spoon from the cafeteria and shove it in that guy's butthole. Oh, nope, there's no more spoons. You know, it's like, it's 22 episodes of that shit.
Diatribe over?
No, I just get so upset with these stupid shows. Either be smart or be dumb. Superstore is smartly dumb. You know, its characters are not intelligent, but it plays around with them and has fun with them and is always nice to them.
But it knows its characters.
And Goldberg's is the same way. You know, you can set up the premise in act one. You basically can make fun of your characters and torture them a little bit in act two, and you come back to that home feel of feeling warm and nice and cuddly in act three. And I'm okay with that. I don't mind that. But just explain your shit, man. Explain whatever the fuck you are, explain what you are.
I do love the little, like, I guess, interstitials in Superstore where it's like random things that the customers are doing. Those are brilliant.
Okay.
You can miss it if you blink.
Okay.
But they're pretty fantastic. It's like, if you've ever worked in customer service,
at one point,
you know what's going on.
At one point, the freezer unfreezes and melts a whole bunch of ice cream in the middle of the floor.
Okay.
And so they're trying to address that throughout the show. And then at one point, you see a kid like fall down and make snow angels in this melted ice cream that's been there for hours, mind you. So
it's brilliant. There, you can blink and miss it, or bathroom break, miss it. But they're really funny.
Yeah. Okay. I really have cut down the amount of TV that I watched this last year.
I only have 54 shows on the docket right now.
the nice thing that I enjoyed about Netflix is the way that they pace their shows.
Yeah.
So that it's not all on at once. Mm-hmm. Like there are standout shows of like, you know, the season of Stranger Things doesn't conflict with the season of
House of Cards.
And that doesn't conflict with any of the Marvel shows. Yeah.
Okay, I'm watching.
And that's not with Narcos or anything like that. Like all the stuff that I watch is all like spread out throughout the year. So
well, and Amazon has been smart about doing their shows like that as well.
Okay, are you about to like take cocaine?
Yeah.
Here. Nice.
For congestion, buddy. Like the congestion that's on TV right now. Mm.
No, I wouldn't know because I'm not watching that many things. It's all good.
Do I watch as many shows as I used to?
I mean, you do watch a lot. I'm excited for the season finale of Jane the Virgin because it is. I know. I binged it.
I didn't realize that was still on.
Like, oh yeah, they're wrapping up the last season. Okay. Because that last episode was like a what? Because it's great. If you like soap operas, it's very self aware of what it is. It's based upon the telenovela. Yes, sorry.
That is a network, Kristen.
Telenovelas, and it's just it's perfect. Because I mean, it gets to the point where I think like one time I was watching it, and then Chrissy came over, and I was like, "Do you mind if I finish this episode?" And I was like trying to tell her all of the different like what has been going on because I'm deep into the series, and I'm like,
right.
"This is ridiculous,
balls deep,"
but it's perfect. It just knows exactly. It's very self aware.
Don't bomb face me.
It's very self-aware of what it is, but it's breaking my brain because I want to know the explanation of the last episode.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is the same way.
Yeah.
God bless the CW and their programming because they're like, well, nobody's watching this show anymore, so we got to get rid of it, but we're sure as hell going to give it in. Do you remember the last TV program that they, you know, that had any sort of rating to it at some point in time that they didn't give an end to?
There are tons. Like
which one?
I don't know. No, on the CW?
Yeah.
Oh, on the CW?
Yeah,
no.
They're
very annoyed. Yeah. They're very much in the like concluding the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're like, sorry, we want to give you four more seasons, but we can't. You get 13 more episodes. Yeah.
And then Jane the Virgin's on CW.
And I think the other studios have kind of smartened up, or the other networks have kind of smartened up. Gotham, terrible fucking show. But
okay. Here's the thing that I like about Gotham. Gotham started out as a horrible show that leaned way into the weirdness.
Yeah.
And when they leaned way in, it got better.
Better. It did.
And they were just like, watching it by that point. Fuck it. I don't care if the timeline's all screwed up and all these characters are out now instead of when Batman shows up. Like, we're just going to lean into it and just go. And it's just going to be weird and fucked up. And it doesn't matter anymore.
The only thing that I thought was worth it was the guy who played Cobblepot. He was amazing.
He's good. The stuff that they've done with the Joker, the Joker prototype guy, Jerome, he was amazing. He was doing, at one point, they have a twin brother show up.
I've seen it. Okay. I know him.
So where they're playing off of each other, and I'm like, that's the same dude. And this is an amazing acting exercise of how to be batshit crazy.
It's not as good as Orphan Black.
Yeah.
Well, not no, oh, but
Black, she's amazing.
But for a show that's on Fox,
yeah.
It's
and not canceled.
And not canceled.
I think Fox didn't cancel Gotham just to spite everyone at this point. They're like, we've canceled everything else that you've loved.
I feel like the producers went to Fox and said, we paid a shitload of money for these characters. You need to at least let us finish.
Yeah.
To a degree.
Yeah.
I mean, and Gotham is in a position where they can have shit happen, but they don't ever have to pay anything off because they're just like, it's a bigger world. Shit's going to happen when he becomes Batman.
Yeah.
Like, and they can just tell these stories the way they want to tell them.
I think they only have 10 episodes left or something like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought it was nice of NBC to give, I stopped watching after the first season. Timeless.
Okay. No, I didn't watch any of that.
The first season was just a shit show. Second season I didn't watch. But they're going, okay, we'll give you a 2-hour movie to kind of wrap everything up.
But I think DC too is finally coming around to the fact that like there can be multiple shows with multiple characters on them. Because for the longest time, they were like, oh, Deadshot is on Arrow. Well, Will Smith is now Deadshot, so you can't use this character anymore.
They blew him up.
So they did a whole bunch of that shit.
Yeah.
And now they're like, well, yeah, Henry Cavill is Superman. But also we can have a Superman on the CW
show. And then they're going to give him his own spinoff show.
Well, kind of. We'll see.
You can have Flash and then have, you know... Ezra Miller in the movie.
Well, they're two big flashes.
Right. So what you end up getting is them saying, "We're only going to have one Batman. There's only going to be one Batman. That's Ben Affleck." But now all of a sudden on Titans, on the DC Universe, they're doing Batman. Well, I'm about to do their once that season is over and I can binge them all.
They release check the release dates for everything else because they've. They've released the opening dates of the 5 other shows.
Right.
So I may wait for 2 shows to come out before you get...
Well, I don't know. It depends. I have no real interest in Doom Patrol.
Swamp Thing.
And Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing's amazing.
It had a good movie. Just let it go.
It had a good TV show, too.
Well...
That was a terrible TV show.
That TV show
is
expensive.
So, yeah, I mean...
Fucking season 3.
Like, now DC is saying, we don't care. Like, you can have multiple Batmen. We're going to do Batwoman on the CW. We're going to do all that shit. It's going to be great.
Well, you have Batman Incorporated in the comic books. Why the hell can't you have more?
Well, and you guys watch the second part with Gotham in the crossover?
We've seen Batwoman. Yes, yeah.
That entire episode where they went to Arkham and they're in the evidence room and all that, like, The Bane thing is there, and you're like, holy shit, this is amazing.
Scarecrow.
That's all you got to do is more of that.
That's because that set of shows understands the DC Universe better than anything else in the DC Universe.
Yep.
Because you don't announce 5 Joker movies. I don't need 5 Joker movies. I barely need one. It's been done.
Yeah.
Batman and Spider-Man have the biggest rogues gallery of anything, and all you've shown me is Joker and Green Goblin. And look, then finally you give me Arkham Asylum and 15 other things, you know, through Christopher Nolan and everything else. And now you've given me Into the Spider-Verse.
Right.
Which is phenomenal as well.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, I'm hoping that they'll continue to broaden the DC thing on TV because they do TV really well.
Yeah.
They do shit movies, but TV is done extremely well.
Yeah.
Well, they've done the
animated movies are better.
I'm just glad that CW saved Supergirl.
Dark Knight was the last great DC movie, wasn't it?
The what?
Dark Knight was the last great DC movie.
I mean, Wonder Woman was good.
I liked Wonder Woman.
I will go out on a limb and say that I really, really liked Man of Steel. I think that first Superman movie done very well.
Dude, it's the new year. You can afford to be wrong now, and then through 3 days, just stop being wrong.
I'm not wrong. I just have a different sensibility than you.
That's wrong.
No. You're wrong.
You know what's wrong? Disagree. Lost.
I'm not saying that the stuff that came after Man of Steel is good.
Yeah.
I don't think Batman v Superman was good.
Have you watched the 3-hour cut?
Justice, yes.
Have you watched that cut?
Yes.
The cut's good.
And I think it's a better film, but I think it's still a terrible film. Yeah. I like Justice League. Like, on the surface of like the popcorn movie aspect of it. It's not a great film.
It's not a great movie.
But it's a Batman film. Like, Batman is in a film.
We were
watching. I would much rather have that than not.
Things that you disliked, movies that you dislike,
yeah,
and why you're wrong about why you dislike them. basically, like, he was talking about Man of Steel, and he's like, you killed Zod. And so that's why people hate this movie, because they don't feel Superman should kill, et cetera, et cetera. And then they go, no, why you should hate this movie is everything else in the movie. The dark tone, everything that is Superman has been drained from that movie.
It's not the Superman you know. It's the Superman before he becomes Superman.
But there are better ways of representing that. I agree. I enjoy the movie as well. I really do. I have issues with Zod getting killed, and I have issues with the coloring and yada, yada, yada. But overall, it's an enjoyable film. But it's the same problems that I have with Wonder Woman. In so much as you've made a fine, fantastic film, and thank you for lighting her properly. But at the same time, you know, you have villain issues. So, you know, you don't have to have a villain in a movie. It's okay. You know?
It can just be an origin story.
Well, they've got to go up against somebody, though. There has to be some kind of conflict.
It has to be conflict, but not necessarily a villain.
Conflict.
Well... That's not what people are paying to see, though. Yeah. People are paying for a big punch-up.
Well, there's only one in that movie.
Well.
Two.
The problem that I had with Wonder Woman was they showed all the good shit in the trailer.
Trailers?
Yeah. Sorry.
Like, the No Man's Land thing where she goes into the field, like,
yeah.
That was an amazing piece of film that when I got to the theater, I was like, I've seen it.
So, movie spoiled by the trailer.
Death at a Funeral.
Okay.
The remake.
Terminator Salvation was one that I just
yes
mentioned. Oh yeah,
and Terminator Genesis.
No, Genesis is what I was thinking. Genesis, they should have kept their mouth shut. It would have been better.
Yeah,
it would have been a lot better.
The Predator,
the most recent ones.
I don't think it was spoiled.
You said it really.
I have not seen it yet.
We weren't allowed to watch it.
No, I don't recommend watching the trailer because I feel like it gives too much away. But
that would be spoiling.
No, it doesn't spoil the whole movie.
So my take on trailers now is I used to watch everything that would come out.
Yeah.
I watched the first two. I'll watch
teaser.
The teaser, and I'll watch the first trailer. And then that's
trailer one
it.
Is way shit now.
No, but not always.
No.
And depending on the movie, like, sometimes I wouldn't even watch the trailer because of what happened with Rogue One. Like, Rogue One has put me off trailers a lot because we're going to use shit that's not in the film. Like, I understand misdirection.
They remade it, though, by the time that could...
Right. And I understand, like being in a situation where things change in a film, mm-hmm. and you're like, well, we've already made this first trailer, so what are we going to do? Like, it's just out there. But they were in a situation where up until the last TV commercial, they were putting things in there that they knew weren't in the film.
Yeah.
And I walked out of that going... I wanted to see them running down the beach. I wanted to see this epic confrontation of how they were going to do this and all this other shit.
It's just different.
And it wasn't there. And I was like, I'm done with trailers. Like,
I like Rogue One.
I love Rogue One. I think Rogue One is the best of the new Star Wars films.
And I will go on record saying that means a lot because you love The Last Jedi. Chris loves The Last Jedi.
And you're thinking about a different Chris.
Chris... Do you ever use your last name?
No. Absolutely.
Chris Cross.
You can say my last name.
Jump.
Chris Gaynor.
Yeah.
One sitting across from me. Loves The Last Jedi.
No. You're wrong.
You can email him your Last Jedi pics.
So.
You can express your love for your The Jedi Last Jedi.
Find our
Chris.
Facebook page, Dance Monkey Dance.
So.
Write an essay while it's the best Star Wars movie ever.
I saw the movie twice.
I've seen it at least that many times.
Both in the theater. I went the first time in disbelief, walked out of that theater going, I don't like a Star Wars film.
Why did I like this movie so much that everybody else hated?
So I went to go see it with all the guys from work. And then the second time I took my wife and my kid. And usually we would go the Thursday it comes out, and then me and the family would go on Saturday. And I waited 2 weeks. To go. It was after Christmas Aww. That we went. And my wife was like, why are we waiting so long? And I said, because I don't know how I feel about this movie. And I don't know if you're going to like it. And
did she?
No.
Oh, okay.
So we sat in the theater.
Does she like anything?
And I knew where the bar was set at that point. And I was like, I know what's coming and I know all the stupid shit that's in this film, so I can at least try to focus on different aspects of the film.
Yeah.
And I walked out the second time going, that wasn't as bad as the first time, but if I'm going to place it anywhere, it's going to be at the bottom of the list. See, and I have not watched it since.
See, how I feel about the movie is I felt like it's the very first time since the originals, mind you, in anything, like since Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
That I sat down for a Star Wars movie, and we've talked about this ad nauseum on the podcast, but it's the first time that I was surprised by shit that happened in a Star Wars movie, pleasantly.
Really? Because I was surprised to the point where I was like, I'm going to throw up.
Well, I'm not talking about like the milking of that kind of. I'm talking about like plot points where it would go, and I'm not talking about the gambling scene, some of that bullshit, but like things would happen, and I'm like, I could react in a way that. Like, okay, so I'm watching Revenge of the Sith, Clone Wars, and I'm going, okay, well, that's not as bad as I thought it would be. Okay, that's much worse than I thought it would be.
Right.
That's stupid. That's dumb. That's over-explaining, yada, yada, yada. And it was always in a negative way, so to speak.
Okay.
Whereas I felt with Last Jedi, I'm like, wow, I'm completely surprised by this. This is a great sequence. This is terrible. Oh, that's even worse. So it was all over the board, if that makes sense.
There's only one thing that if I was to go back and watch it, I'd be watching it for, and that's the
sequence in the throne room with this.
No, not even that. Oh, okay. Is the jump to light speed through the ships.
That was wicked.
That's the only time in the theater I was like, holy shit, that was awesome. Yeah. Everything else I was like, I don't understand why that's in there.
I didn't necessarily agree with most things, but I enjoyed experiencing them, if that makes sense.
And to a point, Carrie Fisher dies
a
year before this movie comes out.
Yeah.
You have a section where you can write off her character and cleanly get out.
Mm-hmm. But you couldn't, because then I understand why they didn't do that.
But you're having to think about the future. So instead you do this thing where somebody out in space like comes flying back into the ship, and I was like, oh my god, because when it first happened she gets sucked out of the ship, I was like, okay. I understand this. They're doing this so that they can logically write her out. Kylo kills his mother, it's fine, he's killed his father, blah blah blah, it's all great. No, she's still alive. I'm like, oh
well, all right. then think about this. Man of Steel, I didn't agree with things, but I was always interested in watching them.
No, I agree with that. Like, I don't agree with the way that Pa Kent went out.
Yeah.
Like, okay. There's no way that it should have been anything other than a heart attack.
Yeah.
Because that's something Superman cannot
prevent.
Yeah. Right. He cannot go up against health problems. Like, that's fine. I get that. But I think the tone overall of the movie is a really good Superman film to me.
I think the tone is probably the issue that I have with it.
Okay.
In part. And it's kind of probably we're talking the same type of stuff with Jedi. You know, I have a special relationship with Superman. You have a special relationship with Star Wars. Not saying that we don't share some of that, obviously.
Right.
But I think that's what's interesting about both of those movies is, and that's why they're good movies, mm-hmm. no matter what, because, and it's not like Batman versus Superman, different thing. You reacted to those movies.
Right.
You know, it got a reaction out of it. Like, we're still to this day talking about those two movies.
Right.
So that's, to me, a positive.
Okay.
You know, even if we ended up not liking one, both, or either of those films.
I mean, I have tons of hope for whatever episode 9 is, because the bar is so low set for me that JJ can walk in there and completely redo fucking Last Jedi.
You know, all he's going to do is just make Star Trek 3 into Star Wars 9.
And that'll be way better than Last Jedi to me.
I think J.J. Abrams is what's wrong with the film industry now, in so much as he could be the savior of it, but he's got an M. Night Shyamalan problem.
One of the things I will say is that one of the things that I don't like about the new Star Wars series in general is they don't feel like Star Wars films a lot of the time. A lot of the time it feels like a fan film. A lot of the times things that are established in the Star Wars universe are just a little bit off. And that shit bothers me to the point where I'm like, it's not really a Star Wars film.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that is George Lucas's influence and control over the other films. And one of the things, and I know it's nitpicky and I know it's, people will be like, really? Is the way in The Force Awakens that Finn turns on the lightsaber.
It's a big fucking thing.
There's never been somebody who puts their hand at the top of the lightsaber by where the blade comes out and pushes that button.
It's on the side.
It's the
it's the cartridge thing. There, yeah. It's up on the wall.
Yeah.
The side thing is where you ignite the lightsaber from.
Yeah.
And having somebody on set not know how you turn that on, saying, well, that's a button. Just press that. I was like,
yeah.
And they've retconned that to be like, well, that's the blade that controls the length of the blade. So technically you could ignite it from there. And it's like, there's no technically there. That's never been introduced in a Star Wars film before.
And for him,
every single Jedi in the prequels, every Jedi that's ever held a lightsaber in any of the films has never turned it on like that. And it's stuff like that. It's those little things that are just a little bit off where I'm like,
Well, that's the problem with JJ in general. I think Star Trek, the first Star Trek movie that he made, is the only good film where he's had a reign of some sort and told a relatively good story with existing materials.
Okay.
If it's left to his own devices, you get Super 8, which is a shit show. You get, what were some of his other films that are his originals? I don't remember. There's another one.
Well, Cloverfield wasn't his. He produced it.
Yeah. Well, anything that he produces is fine.
Right.
Because he understands. He understands. And what I have a great deal of respect for J.J. Abrams is that he can focus people who are creative into where they should be. However, left to his own devices, if it's somebody else's IP, Mission Impossible, Star Trek Into Darkness, Star Wars Force Awakens, it's always just a ripoff of something that's come before.
Oh.
And
but he basically said for Force Awakens that it was a love letter to the fans of like, we're bringing this back.
If you want to make a love letter to the fans, make an original film with the same tone as the originals. That's a love letter. And that's Star Trek.
But I feel like that, at least The Last Jedi, while Force Awakens was not quite right, I think Last Jedi was just took it to a whole different lower platform of like, here's a dude that says he was a Star Wars fan that knows nothing of Star Wars.
What was it wrong? What was wrong with it?
The humor that they tried to pull off in that, the message of the gambling planet, the Rose in general. I'm like,
but was it? I don't know. I appreciate that. Like Discovery, for example.
Okay.
Discovery's on. Have you watched Discovery yet? I highly recommend it. I'm on about halfway through it.
All right.
It's got it has things in it that feel like the original Trek, and a lot of shit that does not at all. And if you want to know how to make Brooke and Kristen shut up, it's talk about Star Wars and Star Trek, apparently. But it's that he understands that they were trying to make a new show. So I need the root things that are rooted all over the place. And then I need it to be completely different than everything else.
But in a situation like that of Discovery, and I watched the first one because I think that was the one that was on CBS.
Yeah.
If you're going to make a show that looks like the technology is 100 years ahead of what you're only 10 years in front of, you should be making that show in the 29th century instead of the 22nd, and not saying it's a prequel to Star Trek. Say it's a sequel to the last time you saw any of
you're going to run into that those time, ships, and there's just no way around it. And I don't mind that as much because I've already watched Enterprise, and that was not a good show.
No, but you also run into the prequel problem of like this season they're going to introduce Spock, and like there's no, because we know how it ends. It's the prequel problem of nothing that you can do can put these people in danger.
Yeah.
There's no time where I think Spock's going to die. Mm-hmm. So just don't use those characters.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I don't have an issue with that.
That's always been the prequel problem for me.
Well, especially when you're so slave. That's what I kind of liked about Last Jedi, honestly, is because they weren't slave to anything that came before it. You're adding these characters into a completely new storyline.
Well, I think that's why I like Rogue One so much. Rogue One is
completely
different than anything they've done to the point where you're like, we're just going to kill everybody. Like not one person of this group is going to survive and it's going to be a decent movie.
Yeah.
Like, you know, say what you want about the visual effects or whatever and the Tarkin thing or whatever.
No, I thought it was fantastic. I mean, I had issues with it, but I loved it.
I thought for what they had to accomplish, it was really well done. You're bringing somebody back from the dead.
Chances like that.
Yeah.
Than to not. If
yeah.
That makes any sense.
Yeah. So I don't know.
So what did we learn this year, Chris?
We've totally alienated the female section of our podcast.
What did we learn this year? Don't watch the trailers.
Nope.
Just know what the hell you want to see and go see it.
Nope. See, I really felt like Marvel could have not released any trailer
for
Endgame.
Hey, we've got
not even released the title.
I would have gone to see it.
Everybody's going to go see it. If you created a trailer out of footage from Infinity War and said, coming in 2019, mm-hmm. Avengers 4, and we're saving everything until the day that you go to see the movie, that would have been a phenomenal piece of marketing. Because everybody's going to go.
I think up until especially Solo, you could have done it for Star Wars movies.
The way the last one ended, especially.
Yeah. Yeah. The I don't know if we ever talked about Infinity War. Like the group of us. Infinity War? The only time in my adult life that I ever sat in a theater for a comic book movie and nobody said anything when the credits rolled. Everybody sat there in disbelief of like, what the fuck did we just watch?
Yep.
And it was an amazing experience. And to the point where they could have just said, we're done with the marketing until this movie comes out.
Yeah.
Like, and you don't need to know anything.
I don't understand why Disney spent any money on anything.
Yeah, because all you need is a title card and the date. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
You don't even have to tell them Endgame. Like that, that could be a... Why?
But after Captain Marvel, I don't understand why the hell you didn't hold off until February.
Yeah. They should have.
Because we have to have Captain Marvel before.
And then we're about to get a new Spider-Man
trailer. Well, and that I understand. That hasn't come out yet, right?
No, only in Brazil.
Yeah. Like... That is a shock to me that they weren't like, well, this Spider-Man movie is a prequel. Like, they could have totally done that. They could have totally said, look, there's 2 years between the last time you see him in Homecoming and Infinity War, where he could be doing all kinds of shit in Europe. Like, that doesn't have to come after this. But they were like, oh, yeah, it takes place like moments after.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, don't say that. They should have said, look, we just greenlit Black Panther 2. And it's going to be Shuri as Black Panther because Chadwick Boseman's dead.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we're going to do Spider-Man.
A bunch of misinformation.
We're going to do Spider-Man 2, but it's going to be Miles Morales. Well, why? Because Peter Parker's dead.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be like, hey, we're doing a new Spider-Man film with Tom Holland. Like, they had the opportunity to really fuck over a lot of people. Because
mm-hmm.
imagine going in to see the new Spider-Man film and it's, all of a sudden, it's Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been amazing.
Well, I think you would have gotten it figured it out by the end. And I just don't think they have the...
No, they can't keep those characters dead.
Yeah.
But there's a way to fuck with people over it.
Yeah.
And they didn't do it. And I'm sad by that.
Yeah, it was a mismarketing opportunity.
And I'm hoping that, honestly, of all the things that the Russo brothers say, I'm hope they've stated that basically this is not the end of Captain America. And I'm hoping... And Chris Evans. Right. I'm hoping that is true because I don't need him all the time.
No, you don't need Captain America movies, but
or Iron
you,
Man. But, I need...
but the way that they work them into the other films,
yeah,
has just been
like,
great.
Just how they worked in Hulk, you know, and Thor, Ragnarok,
right?
Like we just don't. You don't have to give them their own movies anymore. Just bring them back here with somewhere else.
Well,
like working with
I kind of feel like there shouldn't be character films anymore. They should all just be Avengers films, like or subsets of the Avengers.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
like Civil War,
if you
West Coast Avengers.
Like if you keep adding more people, like because I mean, how many more Avengers are we missing?
Oh,
what do you mean? What are you talking
about? I mean,
like,
there's
in the
tons.
Universe in general. Yeah, so you can. I mean,
hundreds.
if you're just introducing a character, yes, bring the origin story,
right,
and then just keep releasing. You know,
but
more
there
Avengers.
Should be it should just be ensemble films,
right?
Yeah.
Right,
because
that's
all. And that's all the people want.
That's all they really need to do.
Well, I don't know. I like the individual films because I feel that gives you focus. But
people don't like individual characters, and so if that.
But even
Ant-Man was what Ant-Man basically made the statement: look, we are going to make a movie that is not a real origin film,
mm-hmm.
that is not an ensemble film in so much as like what you've seen, and it's not. The niche films is what I like.
Right.
Like, I want to see a black a black widow.
Oh,
sorry. I want to see a black.
Racist.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I haven't seen any blacks. No, a Black Widow film where it's an espionage film. That's what I want to see.
Right.
And luckily, I've kind of already seen that, but I want to see a different type of espionage film.
Right.
Like, that's what I loved, loved, loved. I think the Winter Soldier is Winter Soldier and Avengers are as good as the universe has gotten.
Hmm.
What do you like better? Or at least as much.
I like the first Guardians film a lot.
It's fantastic.
I think that they were able to introduce and Ragnarok. I think Ragnarok was a turning point for them.
Yeah.
Of Marvel not getting too involved in the editing process of like, let this dude do it. And it followed through to the Russo brothers to where they didn't really get involved and just let the filmmakers do what they were.
Well, that's what Winter Soldier wanting. Was really.
Well,
Winter Soldier is their film.
It's the beginning of that, but it's still Kevin Feige in the editing room making decisions where later on they're like, okay, what's his name? James Gunn.
Yeah.
James Gunn had this idea for a group of characters that nobody had ever heard of and could have been a complete disaster. And Marvel said, do it. Let's just see what you got.
Yeah.
And it turned into one of the better franchises.
And that's what I appreciate is like when your worst film is what, Iron Man 2?
I would say Iron Man 3.
I really did not like
Iron Man 2, I think, is the less liked than Iron Man 3.
What they did to the Mandarin, I think, in 3.
Well, that's a bastardization. That's very specific abysmal. To us. But I think, generally speaking, Iron Man 2 is something that nobody can watch.
Well, I'm not a. I would rather watch.
Because you still get Robot Rock.
But what I'm saying is if we're having an argument over what the worst film is,
right.
And we're having an argument over what the best film is, that's a
right.
good freaking set of films.
Yeah. Right. But I would rather watch Iron Man 2 than Doctor Strange.
Oh, really?
I think the first Doctor Strange, I liked him better in Infinity War, but I have a hard time going back and watching that film.
Is that a you thing? Or
well, it's always a me thing.
When we were,
it's always a personal thing.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is like people were like, oh my God, how did Avengers make so much money? I'm like, you took the time to make a movie. So if you like Iron Man, you like Captain America, and you like Thor, that's great. You guys all are going to see the next film.
Right.
So if you didn't like Captain America, you may not go see the next Captain America film. But that doesn't matter if you're making these ensemble films. So you can't continually introduce characters, but at the same time, you can make this film with this character being introduced in a smaller role.
But
that was the point I was making earlier.
But yeah, but agreed, so they don't really have to go with complete origin films because like Scarlet Witch didn't have an origin film more than
2 seconds.
Yeah, and she's now a major Avenger. However, you can do that.
How long does it take to make the rules about that character? It took 3 films for everybody to really, really
well.
Engage in that character or invest in that character, I should say.
But you can do that. You can bring in lower tier Avengers to do that.
Yeah.
You know, I think if Disney doesn't do something with Daredevil now that Netflix has canceled it, I mean, I don't know if you guys watch those Netflix shows, Daredevil.
And
Jessica Jones and all those.
Of course we watched all
Luke Cage.
Okay. And Luke Cage.
So,
Iron Fist is probably the weakest.
So Luke Cage and Iron Fist are my two least favorite of those four.
Luke Cage?
The first season?
Yeah.
The first season was excellent.
The first half of the first season is amazing.
But you hate
Once they get rid of Cottonmouth and they bring in the other dude, I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
So like he's not as strong. Villain.
I liked it throughout the whole thing.
I think that's the problem with our generation, or generations below us at least. They can't go, okay, you made a mistake, and then stick through it. Because in season 2, it got amazing again.
Well, I mean, I wasn't a fan of that.
I want more Misty. I got really excited
but
about
it. It introduces those characters. Like Iron Fist was not good, but it introduced, what's her name?
Gotcha.
Colleen Wing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then they
adding her into Luke Cage.
They then put her together with Misty, and they do the Daughters of the Dragon thing.
Yep.
And there's that bar fight where it's an amazing sequence.
That was an amazing.
And you're
bar
like,
fight.
Okay, those are the shining moments of those things.
Right.
And Daredevil season 3 was amazing throughout.
Okay.
Like,
it's almost a perfect season.
Wow.
And the entire time I'm watching this going, okay, they're setting up all this stuff for the future. It's going to be an amazing like season four. And they cancel it. And I'm like, fuck.
Jessica Jones, the second one, is the same thing. The second season was disappointing.
See, what I liked about the second season, though, was that they go into the surrounding characters and they give all of them a better arc.
I did not like her friend. She pissed me off.
I love all that stuff.
But the thing is, I actually went back and I haven't read all of the comics, but I went back and read 12 Alias. I've read Alias, but I haven't. I hate you so much. I haven't read the ones with her and Luke, or the ones I haven't read. But like the problem is that like Jessica Jones from the original comics, there's a lot of different things about her that they really couldn't put on there because I mean she dated Ant-Man. You can't put that on there. You can't put that property on there. She dated so and so. She dated this. She actually was.
I haven't even gotten to that point. This is all before that.
Spoilers.
Avengers and the new, when they were.
She actually was like kicked out of the Avengers because she was actually with the Avengers. And anyway, so the only
with the Avengers.
The main thing was is that I guess I mean the first season was really good, but that's the problem is the Purple Man was was her big bad.
Right.
Such a stunning character.
And I mean
David Tennant was amazing.
Amazing in it. Yeah. So that's the problem.
Spoil of riches.
Yeah. But the way they brought him back in season 2 was an amazing piece of television you're like, how are they going to do this?
But her friend got so damn annoying in the second season that I wanted to punch her.
Well, I feel
and
like
she was not. I didn't think they did a really good job.
They were trying to backdoor her like a series. They were like
She's actually from another comic. She didn't even exist.
Yeah,
in
she's
Jessica Jones. Yeah, she didn't even exist in Jessica Jones the comic series.
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
No, not an Alias, but she did exist.
Not an Alias. Well,
not
anyway.
The one that you read. Not the Bendis Alias that you're talking about.
So,
but she
exists
long before that, and she was friends with Hellcat.
But yeah, it's just the only thing. It's I don't know. Her origin's a little harder to get right and transfer it because, again, the actual series, she's involved in so many characters that they couldn't get those characters and the rights in there. But the first season's so good, but the second season I was kind of... Until David Tennant shows up, you're just kind of like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. I was kind of disappointed with, because it just, I felt like the her friend's story took away from her.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Marvel, get your TV game together. DC, get your movie game together. Don't watch trailers. What else have we learned this year?
Don't talk to strangers,
which you
unless they have candy.
Unless they have candy, which we ate all of.
Nice.
If you talk about Star Wars, you're going to talk about Star Trek immediately.
That's always true.
Yeah.
Or vice versa, because of J.J. Abrams.
Well, they're strangely intrinsically connected for the last 50 years.
Don't 30, shoplift.
35 years. Don't shoplift. And if you are going to shoplift, don't hang out with Kristen while you're doing it.
Right.
Brandon hates Lost.
I don't hate
And
Lost.
Brandon's racist. That we learned?
No, Kristen's racist.
No, you've said more racist things.
I'm always going to say more racist things because I'm louder. But I mean none of them. Kristen
don't
means
say racist 30% things.
Of them.
Wow. Way to bring down the show one more time, Brandon, the year.
Kristen said that, not me.
Dude, this is supposed to be an uplifting end of the year show.
This is uplifting. You can tell by the silence.
You want to do the outro then for me?
Okay.
Like the last episode?
You can find us on Facebook at Dance Monkey Podcast.
No.
Dance Monkey Dance.
Podcast.
Podcast on Facebook. You can email us at dancemonkeypodcast@gmail.com.
Wrong. Info at dancemonkeypodcast.com.
Okay. You can find us on Twitter at Dance Monkey Podcast.
Dance Monkey Pod. I think.
You can
at Dance Monkey Pod.
There's always the Have a Creative Facebook page. No, not Facebook page. The YouTube page.
The YouTube page. We have a YouTube
have
page.
Have a Creative.
Have a Creative does.
Oh, Have a Creative.
Where all the
excellent stuff.
YouTube page.
We're gonna be the new year.
You can see if you go to the if you search Have It Creative on YouTube, you can actually watch a what was it 5 minute
short with you and me.
Short where you and I are actually acting on
Star
screen.
Trek. Star Wars.
Star Wars.
No.
Way to fuck that up.
Space Wars.
Yes.
Space Wars Space Trek.
I'm hoping for a better 2019 personally.
What's wrong? What happened? Okay.
My mom died. Like it was a shitty year. Bad.
Yeah.
But thanks for bringing that up.
I didn't. You brought it up.
Keep your foot out of your mouth.
It's constantly
So it was not a good year for me, but I'm hoping that 2019 is better.
It will be because there's a lot of stuff coming from How to Get Creative, and we're going to outline it for you over the coming weeks right here on Dance Monkey Dance Podcast.
All right.
Okay.
.com.
Nice. I hope you fulfill that promise.
I will with all right. you. And
all right, so since I didn't let you guys plug anything last time because you like totally just shut the show down, is there anything that you guys want to plug before we go for the year?
Brandon's mouth. No.
Oh, look how sad he looks now.
I am. Brandon's got a lot going on. He's got a lot to plug.
No, go ahead.
Not including his mouth. No, I'm on Instagram at SUD1183. Don't really have anything to plug right now, but I'm a freelancer. So if anybody needs anything, check me out.
Like I said, Kristen's a whore.
Okay. Oh, Jesus.
All right. That
She did say anything.
She does know all of the gradations of cum taste. And smell.
Wow.
We covered it in this show.
Holy shit.
All right, for a full circle.
It's called
Brandon needs to insert. Okay. We're going to plug your mouth again. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Cool.
All right, so besides that, do you have anything to plug?
My mom's business. Such and such designs.com.
It's really great.
What can you find at suchandsuchdesigns.com?
She hand paints stuff. So she does bricks, saw blades, wine, martini glasses, things like that.
Anything that you want?
It's all done Charleston stuff. Oh, okay. So it's Charleston scenery and things like that. So
can I get Thor and Groot in Charleston? Painted on a saw blade?
We probably can do that for you specifically. Oh, yes.
No, it's all right.
Where do you want?
I'm just throwing it out there.
As far as
can I do Death Star over the Ravenel Bridge?
For you specifically, yes.
Well, no, I'm asking for everybody.
No,
because
that's copyright infringement.
Yeah,
and they will shut us down.
These are all her own designs that she's come up with, and she paints them on bricks and saw blades and wine glasses.
Oh, sweet!
That's pretty awesome stuff.
Martini glasses, light plates.
Yeah,
even.
You can find Percy Patchett on YouTube with Mr. Higgins traveling the country. Find him also on Twitter. Or not Twitter. Instagram.
Hey, Brooke, you got anything?
No, my Instagram's private. I don't really want to. I don't want people finding me because I'm pretty boring. No, I'm just kidding. If you want to find me, try. And then
motherfucker.
And then just
I'll put your full complete name and address in the show notes.
I mean, if you really want to find me
you
on
do
Instagram.
Do show notes.
No, I don't.
Son of a bitch.
If you do want to find me on Instagram, it's Mama Took My Kodachrome Away.
Okay.
But I'm private, I'll probably judge you by your profile whether I want to add you or not.
Oh, damn.
Damn. Rude.
No, I get really. I've had a lot of creepers lately, and I've had a and I've had a lot of
got
people
one sitting next to you.
What are you hashtagging?
Why
are you sitting on the same side of the table as Brooke, Chris?
No, it's just I've had a lot of like people. I'm because I am private. So, like, a lot of people apparently will not still, like, tag me in things, and I have to block them because it's, like, advertisements and weird stuff.
Well,
and so
creepers. These are just
that is creepy because the stuff that they're adding me to is stuff I don't want to be added to.
What hashtags do we want to start this year?
It's not creepy.
Hashtag Brandon's racist.
Hashtag Chris loves Last Jedi.
Hashtag Kristen wants creepers on her Instagram.
What the F?
Hashtag what the F?
Hashtag what the F?
All right, well.
Hashtag here's to 2019.
When old acquaintance.
I don't think you got those words right. You should try that again. It's should old acquaintance. Oh, okay.
Just let him finish.
Oh, no, don't let him finish. No, that's far as I want to go. I'm just going to do it under your read.
No.
Your credit read.
No, I want to hear the songs.
Start over. We just want you. So between the two of you, you guys don't know the lyrics at all.
I know all the lyrics, but this is Brandon's version of the song.
Did you really know all the lyrics? My dear Anne Olenzon, should we'll take a cup of kindness here. Dance, monkey, dance.
All right, well, if you enjoyed the show, John will be back next week.
Oh. So. Wouldn't that be if you didn't enjoy the show, John will be back next week?
He will be back from his adventures, which we cannot talk about, but whatever. But we had these fine folks sitting in.
Okay.
Aww. Thanks for listening, guys.
So until next week, this is Chris.
I'm Kristen.
Brandon.
Brett.
Have a good week.